So how was it you came here to Scotland? What happened?
My father had been in the military cadets, which was part of university life in Warsaw during the 1921 attacks by the Soviet Union on Poland, when Lenin tried to capture, to take back countries that had come under the Tsarist Russian domain, if you like. And Lenin tried to recapture barrier buffer states like the Baltic states and Poland and bring them back into the Russian sphere or the Soviet sphere. And so my father fought in 1920 as a cadet from university. So when the war broke out in France, there were many Polish workers working in France in the mines and the factories, and my father was called up and called up by the Polish forces, and it was with the Polish army who didn't capitulate at the same time as the French, but escaped and came to England.
Right.
1940.
Oh, it was 1940.
The 26th of June 1940, we landed in Plymouth on a Polish troop ship.
I see. And what happened then?
Well, the Polish army went off to wherever the army was sent, mm-hmm. and any civilians who were with the Polish army, like my mother and myself, were billeted. The government had organised homes for us where people had room in their home. They determined who had room, and they would have to give up a room for somebody who came with the army.
I see. And your father, did he stay with the army?
Yeah, he was away, and we ended up in London in the home of a Jewish lady.
Was that
but
just...
My mother, of course, couldn't speak English.
Right.
And I was only three. I think I was just speaking French then.
It must have been very frightening.
So who decided that your mother should leave France? Was it...
That was chance. My father had rented a property in the south of France when somewhere at the outbreak of the war for us to go and hide, because we were living so close to the Belgian border in Germany. And when my father was called up, we all escaped to Paris in a van with other families, other Jewish families. And in Paris, when the army was, I mean, I'm guessing, because a lot of I don't know, but the army seemed to form up in Paris to go to escape by rail. Mm-hmm. And my father was saying goodbye to my mother and me, and he was sending her off to this safe place somewhere in the south of France, when a Polish officer approached him and said, "Why are you saying goodbye to your wife and child? Get them on the train. We're leaving the country. Get on this train." And my father, who did speak French, was in the locomotive forcing the driver to run the train, because by that time the Germans were already in the north of France. And the train went down towards Biarritz to Saint-Jean-de-Luz, where there were two Polish liners, the Batory and the Sobieski. And on the night of the 21st, 22nd June 1940, they were taking, fishing boats were taking the Polish army out to the ships, because Saint-Jean-de-Luz is just a small fishing port and the boats were too big to come in. And we were ferried out. No luggage. Any luggage that we had to be thrown into the sea. And so we came with nothing.
So would there have been other families then?
Yes, there were. And my parents kept connections with other families.
Is
yes,
that right?
And I still know one lady in Guildford. Near Guildford, who is the same age as me, whose parents came at exactly the same time.
And yet you're here in Scotland, so what happened?
Yes, well, the Polish army came up to Scotland to defend the eastern seaboard from invasion from Norway. And so my father managed to get us moved up to, so we lived in billets all over the east of Scotland, Lossiemouth, Elgin, Dundee, different places, Falkirk. In fact, near the end of the war, we were in one on the west, in Kilwinning and Irvine. We moved all over the place. He was a Polish citizen. Mm-hmm. They were applying for French citizenship, and I've got a date for that. I think it was July. It was July 1939. They were applying for French citizenship.
So they must have realised that trouble was...
Well, I think they didn't want to go back to Poland, mm-hmm. and I think they wanted to make their life in France. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it had much to do with the rise of Nazism at that stage. I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. So do you think they ended up staying here because he got work here? And
well, yes.
Or did they always intend...
As soon as, even before the war ended, he mm-hmm. was offered work at NB Local in Springburn. Because we were staying, our last billet was after the war in Glasgow, and we were staying in the same flat as the chief draftsman of NB Local.
Did you know what happened to your other relatives?
Yes, my father had a brother who ended up in Australia. He and his family escaped east when the Germans invaded mm-hmm. Poland. So from Warsaw, he went to eastern Poland, and then 2 weeks later, the Russians, of course, invaded Poland. So he was deported to a camp with his wife and daughter. And we know of other people who suffered a similar fate. By escaping from the Germans, they then fell into the hands of the Soviets. At least the Soviets didn't discriminate. Everybody was just shipped off to slave labour in Siberia. And then when it was decided that Poland was fighting with the Soviet Union, in other words, when Hitler attacked Stalin, the circumstances changed and a lot of people were released from his labour camps. And that my father's brother's family came out through Georgia and what was Persia then, and they ended up in a displaced persons camp in France, where my cousin met her husband, and they all got onto some ship going to Australia. And my father, at one stage, when he found him through the, they started looking through the Red Cross, and he was looking for work in Australia before he got work in Glasgow.
So I was going to ask, when you said about your mother, I'm going back a wee bit, when you said about your mother buying fruit, were you aware that your diet was different from other people? Was your mother sort of having been in France for so long, and also having come originally from Poland as well?
Yes, Polish food, yes. Yes, my diet was different.
So your friends would have thought that was exotic as well?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.